speaks. I am here. I reside between two pillars of strength. At times, I seek solace in my own thoughts. My inner workings irritate me on the lunar cycle, but that is nature's instruction sheet, preparing me for the ultimate task. I have seen the faces of my two children. I have watched them enter the world, screaming and kicking, warm and bloody, sticky, with their protective cases now dismantled. They take their first breaths. My job is complete. I no longer live for others to direct. I am my own symphony. The years have been kind to me. I have had some interesting visitors. A few have come to dinner, fully clothed in the finest prophylactics. Then there were those who wished to ride with me into the sunset, bucking and hollering, bare-backed, sweat glistening off their manly selves as they dismounted and withdrew. I've had fond memories of those escapades. Yes, I've had a few enjoyable times. Flavors of the month, I call them. Over the past decade, the excitement has waned. The routine became mundane. I was lucky to even break a sweat. But fate can be kind. I was presented with a gift. A bit late, but he came. Totally unexpected, this was. Hours and hours we spent exploring each other's hidden secrets, using our whole being to touch and drink, hold and sip. I am awake again. I have peaked. Can you hear me? I no longer whimper. Hear me roar. I am coming.